We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
And good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter and host of the State of California, along with Patty Rising and Jeff Bell.
Today, we are talking about another state ballot measure, one of many hotly contested initiatives on your November ballot. This one would make California the first state in the nation to do away with money bail.
It is Proposition 25. A yes vote would uphold the law passed 2 years ago to abolish cash bail. A no vote would repeal that law.
Yeah, back in 2018, the legislature approved SB 10, which did away with money bail and replaced it with a system in which defendants are released based on a risk assessment rather than whether they can post a bail bond. But the bail bonds industry and other opponents drafted Prop 25 and got it on the ballot to try to overturn that law, which does remain on hold. We're going to bring you both sides of the Prop 25 debate today to help you make up your mind. First, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by John Bowders with the Alliance for Safety and Justice. Thanks for being with us. And first of all, so tell us, why should we do away with money bail and vote yes on 25 to go to risk assessments instead?
Hey, thank you very much. Well, there's three primary reasons to do away with the cash bail system. The first is that the cash bail system is a predatory lending system, and the billion-dollar industry behind it profits largely off of the backs of communities of color. It deepens poverty, exacerbates our economic inequalities in communities across California, and it entrenches racial minorities in places where they can't access higher wealth and income status as a result. The second is that we would significantly reduce the pretrial incarceration rate in California. So independent analysis done by the Public Policy Institute of California, the Office of Administration of Courts, even the Legislative Analyst Office that provides the independent analysis for the ballot measure, all of them have concluded that there will be significant decrease in the pretrial population. The PPIC report estimates about 140,000 fewer people will sit in jail pretrial in California. And what does that mean for us? It means more money in the pockets of lower income people in our communities. It means that the court system will run more efficiently with having more time for the more serious cases that need to be addressed. But it also means that we'll get a better sense of justice. People who are released pretrial have a higher likelihood of appearing at court with their defense counsel prepared for trial and succeeding, as opposed to those who can't pay cash bail under the current system, who tend to plead guilty to things they haven't commit simply because they need to return home in time to return to a job or pay rent and other things. So those are some high-level reasons why we need to eliminate the cash bail system. But the last reason is really about racial justice. We need to actually further the movement for criminal justice reform here in California. There's a national narrative about that right now, and this is an opportunity to take a meaningful step in that direction.
There is a fear factor here. There are some folks who think that they will not be as safe, that dangerous criminals are going to be released and commit crimes.
Yeah, so those haven't proven to be the case in other jurisdictions that have done this. So California isn't the first to use the risk assessment-based model. In fact, that dates back to Kentucky, of all places, back in the 1970s, was the first to kind of eliminate or significantly reduce the cash bail model. Other jurisdictions all across the political spectrum, from the Washington, D.C. area to New Jersey, to even red states, cities in red states have all been using risk assessment tools. And in California, we've done that in a number of counties for a while now. The reality is that when somebody posts a bond under the cash bail system, it doesn't actually have any predictive variable as to the person's likelihood to reappear to court. We have reports of people who have committed domestic violence. They post their bond, and they've gone home and actually killed the victim in some cases. There's examples like Brock Turner at Stanford, rape raped his classmate, college mate who was unconscious, was posted bail and released, ultimately convicted of rape and a sex offender. So the idea that the cash bail system keeps us safe is actually a fiction, and using a risk-based approach where we actually examine the probability of a person's likelihood to reoffend based on statistically significant information has proven in jurisdictions that have used this to be a better predictor of risk and to actually keep communities safer.
So one more for you. You know, opponents say they don't like this computer algorithm that predicts that risk and determines, you know, whether who gets released, and say it'll lead to more bias against minority defendants. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, thanks for that question. So a couple of things. First, it would be, you know, a fool's errand for me to not admit the fact that the entire system is racist. I mean, from police over policing communities to judges with bias to sentencing standards, the system is replete with examples of racism. And our goal as a movement in the criminal justice reform movement is to eliminate and eradicate those things as we go along. And as a former defense attorney, I've seen that up close and how that impacts people. The wealth-based system is inherently racist in how it works. Clear demographic information shows lower income people are people of color. And so this is disproportionately being borne by them in the system. So the argument about will this further or perpetuate some forms of racism, the reality is that when you use a risk-based system, it evaluates a whole series of factors or criteria around the defendant, 20 to 40 factors, depending on the type of risk assessment tool you use. And a couple of those factors do include the criminal history of the defendant. And so some people point to the fact that while criminal histories can be derived from over-policing communities or judges who have biases against defendants in the past. And we don't dismiss or ignore that. We believe that that's a very valid criticism. But what's different about SB 10 and in Prop 25 than other jurisdictions that use risk assessment tools is we did several things to help make sure that those problems are mitigated and that there's guardrails around how they're used. Three quick things on that. One, they have to be validated locally. So in other words, the tool has to be developed, tested, and validated in the community it's going to serve, not just some random sampling of defendants across the country. Second is that the tool has to be opened up. So under the companion bill SB 36 that was signed in 2019, counties, once they've selected a tool and it's been approved by the Judicial Council to be used in a community, the tool has to be opened up. You have to show what variables you use, how you're weighting them, and what other factors are going to be considered by the judge. The final thing is that the racial disparities that could exist, that has to be an annual report from each county. So they have to tell us how they use the tool on defendants in an aggregate based on racial demographics, income status, things like that. And how did the judge treat defendants who were in the same kinds of categories or situations? And that annual public report with the tool opened up will allow for the public and the Judicial Council to scrutinize and further refine that. And so we also have as a requirement in the bill, in SB 36, the companion bill, that you have to actually revisit and revalidate the tool every 3 years, which is not standard use in most places in the country. So that's going to be how we help reduce or mitigate any concerns people have about how there could be racial impacts from the tools.
All right. Well, thanks so much, John Bowders. Yes on 25. And now we're going to turn to former State Assemblyman Mike Gatto, Democrat from Los Angeles, representing no on 25. So you heard those arguments. How do you respond? Why shouldn't we go ahead and abolish money bail?
Well, thanks. It's great to be here. You know, I've been in politics a long time, and I've never seen a coalition so broad opposing a measure. On 25, you know, victims groups, civil rights groups like the NAACP, all saying, whoa, press the pause button here. This measure is going to result in people being held in jail who shouldn't be held, and result in people getting out of jail who have no business being out free to re-victimize the community.
Mr. Gatto, speak, if you would, to this whole argument of fundamental fairness when it comes to funding. Specifically, some would argue that it's just not fair to let rich people out of jail and poor ones needing to stay there because they can't come up with the money to get out.
Well, sure. I mean, look, bail is already on a sliding scale. And you have, we've all watched the news and we've seen people like Bernie Madoff get arrested. And, you know, they can afford to pay the $10 million bail. And, you know, we've heard the arguments that there might be somebody where the $500 that they've got to come up with is too much, and that's too much to come up with. But what we have to remember is that in the last several years, we have tremendously reformed the system. In most counties now across the state, there is a person like a public defender who shows up at bail hearings and says, Your Honor, my client can't afford this bail amount, so you should consider making it less. And that is something that I think is lost in this entire discussion.
You know what? We are going to pause this discussion, and I don't want Mike Gatto to go away. We're having problems with his phone line, and we really want to be able to hear him. So we're going to take a brief pause and try to get a stronger phone line, so don't go away.
Looking for safe and fun ideas to celebrate Halloween this year? How about some films full of fright? And stay in with the fam for a spooky movie night. Did you know that your costume can still bring the screams through a screen? Dress up the whole family and hold an online contest for the win. And why not swap trick-or-treating for a candy scavenger hunt? Trade the front door for the backyard and have lots of scary good fun. To learn how to keep your family safe, visit covid19.ca.gov. This message was brought to you by the Center at Sierra Health Foundation.
We made USAA insurance for veterans like James, a former drill instructor made of high expectations. When he got into a fender bender and called his old insurance company, he got the runaround. That's when his Marine buddy told James about USAA.
They have my back.
James realized he was paying too much for bad service and said,
it's time to switch.
He called USAA right away. Our agents took the time to understand his needs, put in the work to get him the right coverage, and even found him some serious savings. USAA insurance is made the way James needs it, all squared away, with savings that meet even his standards. Switch and you could save with USAA auto insurance. Get a quote today at usaa.com/auto. USAA, what you're made of, we're made for.
USAA!
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates.
KCBS right, News Time, 3:41. Sorry, Doug.
That's okay. Yeah, back with the state of California. I think we got a better connection now with former Assemblymember Mike Gatto. And we were in the middle of discussing Prop 25. He's representing no on 25. And I want to ask you, assuming we have a better line now, why wouldn't we be safer with a system that lets people free based on how dangerous and risky they are rather than whether they can put up the money for bail?
Well, there's two sides to that coin, Doug. And the first one is... you know, if you or a listener cares about victims' rights, if you or a loved one was a victim of assault or domestic violence, whatever, the only way for you to get justice, of course, is if you get your day in court. And the only way for you to get your day in court is to make sure that the perpetrator shows up. But then on the other side of the coin, you know, if you care about racial justice and you care about allowing young people and poor people to get a fair deal in the criminal justice system, you have to ask yourself, how would these politicians craft an algorithm that is not biased? You look at the things people are talking about, including things like credit score or length of time at a job or the time you've been at one address. Remind yourself, it's precisely those things. It's the lack of job opportunities or being poor that often makes somebody get mixed up in the justice system to begin with. So, you know, it's the person who has to, it's the person proposing such a broad change who has to justify it. And, you know, algorithms are really great for making a recommendation of what movie you might want to watch next. Although I tell you, when I log in to Netflix or Amazon, you know, the algorithm is right only half of the time. Here, when you're talking about something as precious as someone's freedom or someone getting justice, this should be left to human beings. Algorithms, computers should have no participation in this process.
So, Mr. Gatto, if algorithms are not the answer and people are having problems with the whole cash bail system, is there another approach potentially out there to address the same issue using humans?
Well, I think it's important to remember that cash bail is one option right now. You know, if you imagine that your son got arrested, God forbid, and there was a computer algorithm that was making the determination, and it said, well, you know, he's moved around too much. He's 22. He's just moved around too much. He must be held. Well, your reaction would be, well, yeah, you know, he's been in college and he's moved dorms or apartments six times. That's how a lot of us operate. And you would at least want the option on the table to say, you know what, I'm going to put up the money to guarantee his release and I'm going to bail him out. And also losing that money is also a guarantee that he shows up to his day in court. But there's a reason why this coalition opposing this is so broad, why you know, there's this unheard of coalition opposing Prop 25. Everybody involved in the justice system, victims groups, civil rights groups like the NAACP, sheriffs, prosecutors, defense attorneys, everyone is saying, you know what? This is a very human determination. There is value to the judge looking the defendant in the eye. We should not relinquish that control to a computer algorithm. I mean, it almost sounds like a science fiction novel. Why would we perpetrate that on the people of California?
You know, I know you suffered a terrible loss in your family, and I'm just wondering how your experience as a pretty recent crime victim affects your feeling about this law.
So it's a very good question, and I don't mind it being asked at all, because a lot of people assume that my involvement in the No on Prop 25 campaign is because my father was murdered and because my family has had to see the criminal justice system so up close. But, you know, my involvement it has nothing to do with my father's murder. It has to do with, actually, when I was in the legislature, I chaired the first ever committee in the nation on privacy and electronic consumer rights. And I saw, you know, firsthand, you know, there's a lot of power that these algorithms have over our lives. A lot of people out there are a little creeped out when they learn how much power Facebook has and Amazon and you know, how much we are being tracked when we're online. And then you start, you know, talking about putting that in the criminal justice system. And you talk about, you know, something as precious as a person's freedom being determined by an algorithm. You know, the other side on Prop 25, they say, oh, it's just going to be one factor. But when you think about sentencing guidelines, many of us are old enough to remember when those became, you know, in the vogue. And, you know, if you're caught with a rock of crack cocaine, you get 8 to 10 years. Judges in California are elected. Judges in California are human beings. It's a rare judge who says, well, these guidelines say this person should get 8 to 10 years. We're going to let them out in one, right? And on this as well, I think these algorithmic results would end up becoming the de facto sentence, right? A judge would get the printout. It would say so-and-so is a flight risk. They would hold that person. And then on the other end of the spectrum, you'd have people who were stable. They had been at the same job for 20 years, but in many ways, they were psychopaths. And that person would get out of jail. And I don't think that's fair. And I don't think that's the best we can do. I think the people of California should stand up, vote no on Prop 25, and tell the legislature, go back to the drawing board, do something better.
All right. Thanks so much, Assemblymember, former Assemblymember Mike Gatto. No on 25. We heard from yes and no. Thanks to John Bowder. Was on before him. And don't forget to vote, folks. It's already underway. You can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. And it's also available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.